7. It's a long story.
Tommy was pulling him up some metal stairs. Of course, all the stations had stairs. They needed stairs when the electricity was off. The stairs went round and round. They stopped. Tommy was holding a candle. Craig had the torch. Tommy pulled Craig's arm again, and they moved into another, smaller, dark tunnel. Craig shone the torch around. There were old signs on the wall. He read, "To the Northern Line." After a time, Tommy stopped. He was holding the candle up so Craig could see his face. Tommy put his hand up. He tried to speak. "Shh. Shh." "Yes," said Craig. "Shh. You want me to be quiet?" Tommy nodded. There was a metal door in front of them. Tommy put his head against the wall. He was listening carefully. Craig couldn't hear anything. Then Tommy took an old, long metal key from his coat. He turned the key quietly and pushed the door. Light came into the dark tunnel. It hurt Craig's eye. Tommy pulled Craig's arm again. They went through the door, and Craig found himself in a strange room. There was light, but it wasn't bright. There was a noise over his head. What was it? Yes, it was an escalator. They were under the escalator at Bank Cross. Tommy closed the door behind them and turned the key. He pulled Craig to the side. There was another metal door. Tommy opened it quickly and pulled Craig through it. They were outside at the bottom of the escalator. There was nobody there. Tommy touched Craig's head and tried to speak.
Doctor,
he said.
"You spoke," said Craig. "Tommy, you spoke."
Tommy was smiling.
Doctor.
"Go on, Tommy," said Craig. "You can do it."
Don't tell,
said Tommy.
"Don't tell anybody about your home." "No, I won't," said Craig. "I won't tell anyone. Doesn't anyone know?"
"Elsa,"
said Tommy.
"Elsa."
"Of course," said Craig. "Elsa knows. That's why she doesn't hear the noises."
"What are you doing here, child?"
Elsa was there behind them.
"It's a long story," said Craig.
"Another underground story."